Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. So here we are, our weekly recap with the Truth About Guns with Editor-in-Chief Dan Zimmerman. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Mr. Frady.
Well, as I was looking around, at Truth About Guns, I noticed that you had an article from Guns.com from some FUD.
Well, that was probably a quote. Which one are we talking about here?
Let's see. Hunter, carrying a gun doesn't make Americans as worthy of the responsibility as cops or soldiers.
Ah, yeah, that was
the Yahoo who couldn't conceal a pocket pistol.
that was our quote of the day this morning, and Mr. Hunter wrote at NBC News, an op-ed, and said that he, of course, is an experienced gun carrier and had apparently been targeted by MS-13 or something like that and carried a gun for a while. But the one thing he learned while he was doing all that was that carrying a gun isn't as easy as everybody thinks, and that what he wants gun owners to realize is that just because you have a license to carry doesn't make you as worthy to carry as a police officer or a member of the military. And he wants people to know that. And that.
But look at one of the things he said. Carrying that gun was a tremendous blessing for me because it allowed me to go about my life almost just like I had before, with the confidence that I had deadly force at hand if I needed it.
Yes, which he failed to see as a definite benefit. It clearly protected him. He apparently had a friend who was actually murdered. Or his client that was murdered by MS-13, and he was reportedly next on their hit list. So he wanted to protect himself, and I don't know if he's got a family, but probably his family as well. So he bought himself a SIG and was able then to go about his day and his business, you know, without being in abject fear of being shot or at least being able to defend himself if he was attacked.
Now,
and why he fails to see the benefit of that for anybody else in the United States is kind of beyond me. But he's an attorney, and of course, most attorneys seem to think that they know more than everybody else does.
I guess he bought I've never seen. Did he mess up the numbers? Did he get a P320 or is there a little P230 that I just I don't look at 380 pistols, so I don't know.
P230, 380. There's no 320, 380. So I don't know. I didn't check the.
Is this the one that looks like a little 1911?
Yeah, that's a 2. Yeah, there's a 290. I'm losing all that. My brand. There's so many models.
I don't know who told him that this would be a good idea for a gun. If you read it, it makes out like the FBI and the marshals were like, yeah, that's the thing right there. You'll be bringing the heat. You'll be bringing the thunder with that gun. I would be out there looking for a gun with a 30-round magazine if MS-13 had me in their sights.
Yeah, I'd want something bigger.
Maybe in 20 millimeter.
Yeah, that might be hard to tote around in your hip, but
who cares?
A little bigger. But look, I'm glad whatever he chose to carry, I'm glad he did. I'm glad it protected him. All I ask is that he recognize my right to do the same thing if I choose to. I've got the same right under the Constitution as he does. And whether he thinks I'm worthy of that right or not really doesn't matter to me. Fortunately, he doesn't get a say in that.
He wasn't very good at concealing it either because people saw it and spotted it. Apparently, he would walk up on somebody, "Hi, how's it going? Greg Hunter here. I carry a gun."
Yeah, he talked about how he carried it around under his shirt, but people inevitably saw it anyway. What he said, under his shirt, jacket, and the people who inevitably did glimpse it frequently wondered why I had it and whether my gun was my gun or my presence put them in danger. He apparently wasn't very good at being a concealed carrier.
No, only his incompetence put them in danger.
Yeah.
He said, "I learned that most people I encountered actually didn't feel better knowing I had a gun." How did they know that?
Yeah, clearly. I don't know where it was. I want to say he was in Maryland or Virginia, but I'm not positive of that. anyway, he there's a lot of contradictions in what he wrote that, or double standards anyway, that he fails to recognize. So that was kind of amusing because most of my readers certainly seem to find them and point them right out.
He said, "Yes, I had a real articulable need to carry a firearm, and I carried one of the best made and engineered handguns available on my hip, which would have been super cool to a 16-year-old me, but I didn't have the training or responsibility of a real cop, and I wasn't Jason Bourne."
Yeah, fortunately, you don't have to be a real cop to carry a firearm in this country.
Or Jason Bourne.
Or Jason Bourne. You don't need those skills. You don't need to be an operator. You don't need to be a double knot spy. You just need to be a human being without a criminal record.
Yeah.
And in some cases, you don't even need a license. You don't need a permit. You can just do it in 16 states because you're a citizen. And that's good enough for me. And it's good enough for the people in those states, too. You don't see blood running in the streets like everyone predicts on the anti-gun side when those laws are passed. People get along just fine.
How many people do you think that, and, you know, this is going to be a wild guess, because I know, what is it? Is it 18 million concealed carry permits now, right around that?
That's permits. And, again, that doesn't count the people who live in the
constitutional carry states. So would you think it's is it safe enough to say that it's 35 million people carrying a gun a day?
Oh yeah, I'm sure at least. Let alone the people who carry them illegally, you know, who require them in who live in states where you're required to have a permit but don't and go ahead and do it anyway.
I was one of those. Anyway, I started carrying a gun after I got out of the military. Because in 1990, we used to have these things called SATA briefing, subversion, and espionage directed at America when I was in military intelligence. And I just knew something bad was going to happen here, and I wasn't going to be caught shorthanded. And then when I was doing radio, I had a bunch of people that wanted to saw my head off because I had mentioned something about Sharia law on the radio when I was local in Columbia, South Carolina. So I called the attorney general, and I said, "You're walking something through for me today, Alan." And I went and got the permit then, just in case I had to shoot somebody. I just wanted to have my bona fides with me when I did that one.
Yes, it's always nice to be legal in case anybody asks. But
we're coming up on the first break. Coming up on the first break at truthaboutguns.com. Dan is he is the editor-in-chief, and he has a group of people that are writing articles and catching articles and printing articles on a daily basis. They truly have breaking news. A lot of times Dan will text me something, "Breaking news, this just happened." And he'll send it to me before it gets up on his website. But I can see it pop while I'm sitting there just saying, "How fast did I get that?" It pop, it'll happen. So I beat it by a few seconds. So anyway, truthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Hunter.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you.
tired look?
Now the coolest gun in camp.
Want tighter groups?
Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed, check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. I'm talking to Dan Zimmerman, the Truth About Guns editor-in-chief, and today he put an article out today that is absolutely stunning, just in its scope.
Which one would that be?
Okay, now, you've heard the Chicago police say, we know that most of the violence happening in Chicago is due to 1,400 individuals. You've heard them say that, right? They know who the gang members are. So here in Congress, they got out there and they were like, well, you know, we could red flag some of these gang members, these guys that show up on these gang modules. And then the hilarity began to ensue.
Yeah, the congressional Democrats in the House are pushing through a red flag bill, or a bill to incent states to enact red flag laws. And one of the Republicans on the House Finance Committee or Judiciary Committee, Ken Buck, had the idea of using the red flag laws. Again, if we're going to have these red flag laws, why don't we use them against people who are on gang lists of known gang members? You know, if we're going to be grabbing guns from people, and again, ostensibly, the whole idea behind red flag laws is to remove firearms from people who are either a danger to themselves or to others.
Gang members.
Now, in most cases, these things are done in advance. You know, somebody gets an inkling that somebody is a danger, and they get a judge to issue an order, and they grab their guns before any crime's committed, before anybody's done anything. Basically, you know, the whole thing's done on a hunch. These people on these lists of gangs that are maintained by cities around the country, these are known associates of gang members, Crips, Bloods, MS-13, whatever the gangs may be in different parts of the country. So this Congress critter had the idea of adding an amendment to the red flag incentive bill to let local police use those lists to go grab the guns from those people. And what do you know? The congressional Democrats objected to that because they said that these lists aren't necessarily accurate. You know, there could be people on those lists that don't really belong there.
Hmm.
The Judiciary Committee Chairman, Jerry Nadler, no friend of Guns He from New York, said, you know, it's like people on no-fly lists. These things are notoriously inaccurate. Senator Ted Kennedy got on a no-fly list. You think could be in MS-13, he said, maybe you're just doodling because it's the 13th of June and it's all just a crazy misunderstanding. So really what they're saying is, you know, Joe and Jane Doe, your average American, your average law abiding citizen, isn't given as much benefit of the doubt in these situations and their red flag confiscation situation as your average suspected associate of a local gang that's selling drugs, prostitution, whatever the hell it is that gangs do around the country.
Let's talk about that real quick. Now, aren't 83% of the 83% of all shootings occur as a result of a drug deal?
That's my understanding. Yeah, the vast majority.
And most of the drug deals, of course, are the purview of the gangs.
Correct.
Half of the murder victims in the United States are young black men. Half of the murderers in the United States are young black men. So here we actually have a way they could take one of their golden children, the red flag law, and apply it to people who actually are known dangers.
or at least strong, they have
recidivism amok. Yeah.
Than they do from, you know,
they know where they are.
Joe Blow lives down the street.
They know where they are. They know all this other stuff. And they think that doesn't apply to them. What happens if one of their mothers goes, yeah, my son's a Crip, and he's got a gun, and I think he's going to hurt somebody or himself. Are they going to go serve a red flag on him, or are they just going to be like, well, that might be a, you know, that could possibly be a mistaken notion.
Right? You know, to be fair, in that case, they might actually do it. I don't know. What they're talking about here is just basically going down any list of known gang associations that the various police agencies maintain.
Did they ever
automatically find issuing red flag confiscation orders from that list?
But wouldn't that, if they were going in neighborhoods and taking guns from people, don't you think they would discover other things? Don't you think that, well, first of all, with the Ferguson effect, I just don't see that actually occurring.
No, how many police officers are going to want to go and knock on known gang members' doors and saying, excuse me, sir.
Bring out your guns.
Yeah.
Those wascally Democrats. The best thing about what we do is they're never going to go away. They just get more and more. They just get more and more left. Before long, they're going to go so far left, they're going to be coming up on our right-hand side anyway.
Well, it's because it looks kind of like we're seeing in New Zealand now, where they outlawed all the semi-automatic. Now they want to create a gun registry.
That's, you know, sort of backwards.
It's kind of backwards.
Sort of backwards on that one. But when we get back, I've got something I want to ask you about. I had a conversation today. I just had this with Rob Moore, so I want to have the same conversation with you. And and one thing I also want to point out as we're going into this, you know, last Thursday we were supposed to hear from Trump about his gun control plans.
Yeah, now they're saying it's this week. But who knows?
Who knows?
We can have more with Iran tomorrow, so it may be off the table. You never know.
Could be off the table. So I don't know. I know everybody gets out there and says, don't tell me he plays three-dimensional chess. Okay. Think what you like. I'm sort of over that. But Dan, of course, Dan is he's the editor-in-chief at thetruthaboutguns.com, where you can find all kinds of fresh content waiting on you every day, keeping you in the loop as to what's going on in the world with the Second Amendment. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A GOP senator who generally supports the president is concerned about his latest foreign policy. Here's more from USA's Chris Barnes reporting from Washington.
This to me is just unnerving to its core.
Republican Senator Lindsey Graham reacting to word from the White House that it's pulling hundreds of U.S. troops back from northern Syria, greenlighting a planned Turkish offensive against the longtime U.S.-backed Kurdish forces there. Graham calling it irresponsible.
To say to the American people ISIS has been destroyed in Syria is not true. true.
Graham was speaking on Fox and Friends. The president says the U.S. has defeated ISIS and will bring soldiers home rather than fight in endless tribal wars there. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock. Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Talking to Dan Zimmerman, the editor-in-chief at The Truth About Guns. Dan, I had a conversation today with one of my affiliates. Okay? Not going to mention who it is because I don't want to embarrass them. But I'm presuming this is not... His thing to me was that there will be gun confiscation one day, and we will all do it simply because they're going to use finance as a way of making that happen. They're going to freeze everybody's assets, and unless we give in the guns, they're not going to let us have any money. Then we'll all just starve to death, and we won't have any food, and we won't be able to buy our cable, and you know all those.
Well, how are they going to know whose assets to freeze?
Well, see, that's the thing. He was thinking that, with each and every question that I would ask him, because I'd be like, you know, he was talking about registered guns. I said, well, do they have a registry? He lives in Colorado. I said, do they have a registry in Colorado? And he was telling me about some local area that does. And then my next question was, did everybody register?
But yeah,
Then he decided to go Red Dawn on me when he said, well, they could always go and look for the 4473s. And I was like, yeah, but see, this is the thing. I can't tell you how many, and this is true, I can't tell you how many 4473s I filled out. And 95% of the guns that I filled those out for are gone. I don't have them anymore.
Me too.
I mean, they come and they go. And, I mean, some of them I haven't wanted to go, but I have sort of a little loose policy. If they're not a sponsor, I don't keep it for the most part unless there's some sort of special arrangement. So, because I push my sponsor's product. And so I've had some really nice stuff come and go. And I've actually been contacted by some of the people that have gotten it. But then he was like, oh, well, then I guess they would, if you had the 4473, then the next thing they'd want to know is who you sold it to. And then as I'm listening to this guy, I realized that he didn't know what he was talking about.
No, most people don't. But people like that who are advocates of confiscation or just strict gun control think that we already have registration in this country, and that there's an easy way to figure out who has what gun.
Yeah.
Good luck with that.
Well, I mean, he's not.
Sorry, go ahead.
He's not advocating for it. He just, as a matter of fact, he's very pro-gun. He doesn't know why, but he's very pro-gun. But he thinks that the government who can't run the post office, the government that when they have one of those big shutdowns, we don't even notice.
He thinks
that they could get this thing going. And then and Rob Morris pointed this out. I mean, how many times would this happen before there was a run on the banks when everybody figured out, well, they're going to freeze everybody's assets. I'll just take my money now. Thanks. We'll go back to being a cash society.
Collapse.
Yeah.
If you froze let's say even 30% of the people complied. That's 70% that did. You've probably got that's probably still 100 million gun owners who will have guns. So they're going to freeze the assets of 100 million gun owners. What would that do to the overall economy in this country?
Oh, it would destroy it.
It would crash it.
I mean, who's going to issue? Who's going to issue, what do they call it, 30-day paper, the little 30-day loans that every big company, none of the big companies use their money to operate day-to-day. They take out these little itty-bitty loans, these gigantic loans for a very short period of time.
Commercial paper?
Commercial paper, yeah. So if all of a sudden the banks become completely insolvent, first of all, who's going to issue the commercial paper? Who's going to be worthy of the commercial paper?
And I have a feeling there would be all kinds of court challenges, too, against trying to stop the government from freezing the assets of people.
Well, but I mean, that would be a declaration of war.
It would. I mean, talk about bringing about some serious violence. That would be really ugly.
Yeah. I keep seeing these people. Listen, if they ever ban guns, you're just going to turn them in. That's going to happen. But it's going to be about 8%. We'll just turn them in because that's what we're seeing nationally. That's what we see in Connecticut. That's what we see in New York. They got the word. You got to register everything you got.
Let's say it's twice that. Let's say if the federal law, it's even twice that. Okay, 16%. Let's say it's even 20%. Okay, wonderful.
We can just round it up if you want to.
80% of probably 400 to 450 million guns, maybe even half a billion guns in this country, would still be outstanding. So that still would leave you with 350 million guns that haven't been turned in. Good luck with that.
The other thing, I brought up the Bundy Ranch, and he's like, well, the Bundy Ranch, the Bundy Ranch was not necessarily one of these things. And I was like, yeah, it was a thing, because I know some of the people that went to Bundy Ranch. And these were some very serious people that went to Bundy Ranch. They would have given a very fair accounting of themselves if it came to that. And they didn't go there to give a fair accounting of themselves. They went there to see what was going to happen. Because I don't know if anybody has figured this out yet, but the last time the government tried to play this hardball game, how many ATF agents got shot and how many died that day when they were trying to have the grant? Let's bring the video cameras in out there. We're going to show them how to just like ninjas. We're going to get that, Koresh.
Yeah, it didn't go well. And that was one little group in one little location.
Yeah. And the lesson that we learned from that, of course, was all we heard about was what they were putting out. And then later on, as the story came out, we found out, well, you know, dude went for a 3-mile run every morning. They could have just picked him up when he was out there in his Adidas and just picked him up. But they didn't want to do that. They wanted something with some big press, and they got it.
Yes, they did.
Ruby Ridge, it's the same thing. But all of that, when I listen to that and the ponderous bulk of the bureaucracy just trying to get it to move to do anything, I just laugh at the idea that they would actually put that into play. Because some banks aren't going to go with that. Some sheriffs aren't going to allow that to happen in their counties. They're not going to sit back and say, all right, everybody, they're going to walk into the bank and go, how much money? This boy's got this printout saying he had this much money. You need to go ahead and give him that right now. If they even try to do it.
Yeah, I don't even see it happening. But I think they use some other tactic if it ever even came to that. But I think the vast majority of certainly sheriffs and a lot of police officers would not comply.
They're not going to play it. They're not going to play that game. So anyway, they're not going to play that game. Coming up on the next break. I always like to postulate with you, Dan, because you bring me back to my land of sanity. Morris sort of plays with me, and he feeds me, and I begin to feel like I am the all-master being of time, space, and dimension. But
I'm glad I can help.
You bring me back to that reality. But I do like that feel, that heady feeling for a little bit anyway. Anyway, truthaboutguns.com, that's where Dan plies his trade when he's not here. That's where all the breaking news is. Go check them out. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. I am talking with the editor-in-chief at Truth About Guns, Dan Zimmerman. So, Dan,
yep.
I'm going to be writing an article that I'd like for you to publish. I'm going to call it The Great Beto O'Rourke Conspiracy, because I'm certain that Wayne LaPierre put him up to say what he said so that we wouldn't notice what happened at this meeting they just had.
Well, could very well be, or maybe, yeah. Maybe even the gun companies are paying him on the side and because he's vying for the title of, you know, greatest gun salesman 2019 yeah. edition. You know, if he keeps this up, he's going to be right on Barack Obama's heels. You know, we ran a post today, Palmetto State Armory's got a new Beto edition stripped lower. The Firearms Policy Coalition is selling T-shirts, their takeoffs, the Beto T-shirts, saying, hell yes, we're coming to take your AR-15.
So is it Beto or Beto?
You know, I don't know. I don't know if it's – I call him Beto. I don't know if it's Beto.
Let's call him Bob. You know, let's just call him Bob.
We most often call him Robert Francis O'Rourke, his real name.
Right? Every time I hear that, I can just hear name. Warren Oates going, lighten up, Francis. I just, for some reason.
Yeah, I know. Whatever his name is, he's doing quite a job. And I wrote a couple days ago also, we all owe him a huge debt of gratitude because he's taken one of the anti-gun side's counter-arguments off the table forever.
Yeah.
Because they've always said anytime we say not one more inch, you know, we're not giving up anything, you know, it's all on a slippery slope to gun confiscation. They all say, oh, you crazy wing nuts. You idiot gun nuts, nobody wants to take your guns. All we want is a little common sense gun reform. I love that one. But he's forever taken that off the table, as a number of people have pointed out. Democrats, who's Chris Coons, who said, hey, Beto, you know, we're trying to get some laws passed here and push through in Congress. He's one of the guys that working the background check bill. And Beto saying, we're coming to grab your guns, isn't making his job any easier. Mm. All it's doing is stiffening the spines of the people who are opposing him. And then there is Chris Saliza at CNN, who's one of the most reliable spouters of Democrat talking points the other day, saying that Beto's really hurt the Democrats because forever now, the NRA, gun-supporting politicians will always be able to say, yeah, they really are trying to take your gun. And everybody who's paid attention has known this all along. It's sure. always been a long game situation, a game of incrementalism. They will take a little bit here, a little bit there, a little bit here, and eventually with the ultimate goal of being a fully disarmed civilian population. That's always what they wanted. Yep. And, you know, now
common knowledge.
In the open. But yeah, the mask is off, and it wasn't just Beto. Of course, Beto's one who's famous for it. But who was it? Is Cory Booker agreed with him the other night? And did I think
Spartacus?
Kamala
call
Harris.
Him Spartacus. And Willie Brown
Sanchez. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I think Mayor Pete said some praiseworthy things as well. So they all want to do it. They all don't have the cojones to say it yet. Because they're not sure it's good politics or not. But it's out there.
They're about to find out. Oh, well, every time you say Beto, I'm just thinking that he was Data's partner on Star Trek The Next Generation. but while all this has been going on, the NRA did hold their executive meeting, yeah?
Yes, they did.
And it was just a bunch of backslapping from what I'm gathering.
I exchanged some texts with Rob Pincus over the weekend, and we reran a post from Save the 2A yesterday, and it sounds like the entire public session of the actual board meeting was basically a Wayne LaPierre rally. The entire time, and then they went into, of course, executive session, which means all the regular plebe members are kicked out of the room, and it's just board members and other officers. So who knows what was actually going on then? Beto and all
this,
that.
This guy that they replaced Chris Cox with, is he going to be able to do anything? Or is he just Josh Powell too?
I don't know. I don't know his background at all, so I can't comment. We met, I think, is his name. I don't know what his background is, so I haven't had a chance to look at that yet. Hopefully he's got a little more experience than the ILA's new counsel, because that isn't promising, at least not at this point. He's got absolutely no legislative experience whatsoever.
I don't know how that's going to play. That'd be like me going up there doing it.
Yeah, or me, exactly. I don't know anybody on Capitol Hill. And from what I understand, Mr. Callender doesn't know anybody there either. So good luck trying to break in and get a hold of people who you need to talk to, have people's ears, and can get you in to talk to influential legislators on either side of the aisle.
I can see how that's going to go.
Already having those kinds of contacts.
He's not going to get invited to any of the cocktail parties.
No, I doubt.
If he does, he'll get Chris Cox's invitation. He'll be walking in with that. He'll be like, "You're not Mr. Cox. I'm the new guy in town." Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Hey, I need to talk to you senators about this coming up. Who are you? No, we don't even like. We don't even know you. Forget it.
Amen.
Yeah. We got to go play frisbee anyway. So, that'll be quite an interesting thing. Basically, it looks like. The powers that be haven't learned no lessons there either, have they?
No, it doesn't seem so, does it? And, you know, nothing happened. I don't think anybody expected anything that significant happened at this past board meeting. But from what I understand, they made it as difficult as possible for members to attend. before the actual board meeting on Saturday. So they don't publish a list of those meetings. They don't say when. They don't say where. You just kind of have to walk around and stumble on them, which is apparently is what Mr. Pincus did, fortunately, and was able to report a little bit on what happened in one or two of the meetings. So doesn't seem to be a lot of appetite for reform among whoever's left at the NRA top these days.
Is Rob on the? Is he on the board of directors now?
No, he is not.
Okay. I know he's with Save the Second, but I need to reach out to him and find out about some of this stuff. But, yeah, I saw that, and the first thing I thought was that everybody, you know, this was the talk of the town there for a while until Beto got out there. That'll stick
right.
Me forever. Beto. Or Bob. We could just call him Bob. But then when he came out with that stuff, then that started really making the rounds. And I don't look at that as a... because what bothered me most about it was the applause he got, the cheers he got for doing that.
Oh, of course.
Plainly a bunch of delusional people that think they can just, well, we don't like you having it, so this guy's going to be our guy. He's taking him away from me. Good for you. Hey, feel free to try, pal.
Yeah, it really does play to the Democrats' far left base. They love that kind of stuff, especially when he drops F-bombs.
Yeah. He's a classy dude. But unfortunately, we're running out of time. So before you go, is your wife okay?
She's doing well. Thank you very much.
Very good. Very good. Check Dan out at thetruthaboutguns.com. Thank you for joining me this evening, sir.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
All right. Hour number 3 is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.